It's a school set an honor to be here today, Parshat Sav, as we just finished the holiday of Purim. Although in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, there still is Purim today, but in other places, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, we just finished Purim. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. We're going to try to come out with a major yisod. And we're going to show how this week's Parsha, Parsha Tzav, is so interconnected with what we just finished, the holiday of Purim. Last week in Parshas Vayikra, we were introduced to the Karbanos. And we quoted a fascinating machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Ramban asked many questions on the Rambam. We said, just to review, because review never hurt anyone, we said that really there's not such a major machlokes. There is a dispute. The Ramban says that the point of the Karbanos is to, we did an Avera, so really we should have died, but Hashem has Kapara, and therefore since He loves us, we offer an animal. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, in Perek Gimel, that the whole idea is to eradicate the Avodah Zarah. And we said a beautiful idea. We said a beautiful idea regarding what Karbanos represent. Karev, to get close. And really, it's not such a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam is going more on the negative front. Stay away from Avodah Zarah, because you need to only show your dedication to the Ribbono Shalom. And the Ramban is going on the positive aspect that one has to offer the carbon because it really should be him. The Torah goes on to something awesome in this week's Parsha, Parsha Tzav. And the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of the Todah carbon, the Thanksgiving carbon. And it's found in Perek Zayin, beginning of Shlishi, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'zos Torah Zevach HaShlomim Asher Yakriv LaHashem. There's an idea that you have to bring a Shlomim, one of the Shlomim carbons, Im Al Todah, if it's a Thanksgiving offering, Yakrivenu. Therefore you should offer it, V'hikriv Al Zevach HaTodah. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Brochos, and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that who should bring this special carbon? And Rashi brings down that really there are many different people. There's the Yordei Hayam, someone that's going overseas. V'holchei Midbario, someone that's traveling the desert. V'chamushei Beis Asurim, and someone that's in prison. V'chole Shenis Rape, and someone who is sick. What do they have to do? Shein Srichos Lahodos. They must give thanks to Hashem. And he quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Kuv Zayin, Yodu Hashem Chasto Nevloso Levnei Adam. They should give thanks to Hashem for His kindness and for His wonders to mankind. V'yizbuchu Zevach Toida. Right, found again in Kuv Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and we need to offer a Zevach to Hashem. Very fascinating idea behind this Todah. We know normally a carbon, Shlomim, is given 2 days to eat it. Okay, a lot of people get together, you're allowed to eat it, the Kohen's allowed to eat it, and they were given 2 days. Now the carbon Todah, there were 40 loaves. 30, the Torah goes on, 30 of them were matzah, 10 were ready baked loaves, and the Torah says all you have is 1 day. And the obvious question is, again, why is this carbon Todah? Because the carbon Todah has to be eaten in 1 day. Why by other Shlomim, 2 days? And the carbon Todah is eaten only in 1 day. But there's so many, there's 40 loaves. What's going on here? What is the whole Todah? What does it represent? Question one. Question two. We know that we just finished Purim, and we know that there's a very fascinating discussion found throughout the whole Gemara, found in Psochim and Daf Kuf Ches. Just recently did it with my morning shiur. about Persume Nisa. We know that women have a chiyuv in Mikra Megillah. All the women went out to hear in Mikra Megillah. And why, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, because afhein ba'osa hanis. Because they were also included in the miracle. Very fascinating, Rashbam and Rashi. And you look over there in the Tosos on Daf Kuches Amud Beis. Very fascinating discussion. Why are women chayev? Normally women are putter because we know we have an idea called mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that there's a time-bound mitzvah. And whenever you have a time-bound mitzvah, we say women are exempt. But in this case, women are not exempt. What are the three mitzvahs that we know about? So the three mitzvahs are Mikra Megillah, the Gemara Psochim, found Kuvches, says that they have to drink Arba Kosos, and the last one is Neiris Chanukah. What's the common denominator? What is it? So we know all those three mitzvahs are mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. And also the theme of Afhin Ba'osa Anis. Why are we doing it? Because there's something called Persume Nisa. We are coming to publicize the great miracle. And the big question that a lot of Achronim ask is, what about Sukkis? Sukkis, Shavuos, right? Right now we're just saying that it's Chanukah, Purim, which are both Derabbanan, and then we have Pesach with the Dalet Kosos. What about the other two holidays? We have Shavuos, when we got the Torah, and we know the Gemara tells us in the second parak of Psochim, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, half for Hashem, half for us. Why aren't women included in that? They also got the Torah. And furthermore, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, on Daf Yud Aleph of the Beis, a famous machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Was it the Anoni HaKavod? Was it the cloud hovering over us? Or was it the Sukkah Mamish? But the women also were included in that. So ask the Achronim, why these three miracles? What is so unique? Why is the Persume Nisa only applying to these miracles? Question two. Question three. The Rambam writes, brings down, found in Hilchos Chanukah, Megillah. The Rambam's found in Perek Beis, Halacha Yidches. Very fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, in the time of Mashiach, which we have to always be waiting for, we need to be mechazik ourselves. We have to always want the Mashiach. We have to realize that we're lacking. But the Rambam brings down a nice Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. The Yerushalmi quotes a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says that La'asid Lavo, in the time of Mashiach, everything is going to be Nisvatel. All the Svarim. So many Svarim are going to be Nisvatel, except for Chutz Michamisho Chum Shei Torah. Except for the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu. The five books of the Torah. Comes along Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, also Megillas Esther is also going to be Mekayim. Because it has the halachas like Chum Shei Torah, and it's Torah Shebal Peh. The Brisker Rav, found in Ala Torah, page 112, says, what's the proof? What's the raya? So he quotes down a pasuk in Megillah. The pasuk's found in Esther, Perek Tes, pasuk Chavches, that it says, "V'imei HaPurim Ha'ele," these days of Purim, "Lo Yavu Mitocha Yehudim." It's never going to be passed. "V'zichrom Lo Yasuf Mizaram." And what does the Brisker Rav say? That we know, "V'zichrom Lo Yasuf Mizaram," that the offspring, it's never going to be lost. And the Brisker Rav says, that's talking about the Megillah. Fascinating discussion. A lot of Rishonim get involved. There's a Ravid over here. But again, we're not going giving a whole lum to Shashir. But the obvious question is, what is so unique? We just walked away from a Purim. Bez Hashem, we had a Gavaldic Purim. And now we have to take the ideas of Purim. But why is it? Why is it that in the time of Mashiach, everything's going to be Nisvatel? Again, the Ravid might argue with this Rambam. He says that the public Kriya, the actual reading, is going to be Nisvatel. But really, we're going to still have all this Svarim. But the Rambam, quoting down from the Yerushalmi, says that Megillas Esther is still going to be there. The books of the Torah and Megillas Esther. And the obvious question is, why? Why specifically Megillas Esther? I'll throw in some more questions. Again, I don't like scaring. I know I say the same jokes every week. But again, we got jam-packed material here. Jam-packed, let's just cause it over. Let's cause it over what we got. The first question again was the Todah. This week's Parsha, Parshat Tzav. What's so unique about the Todah? Really, you should be getting 2 days like a regular Shlomim. Why are you only getting 1 day? What does the Todah represent? Question number two is Persume Nisa. Why specifically these mitzvahs? Why the mitzvah of Megillah? Why the mitzvah of Chanukah? And why the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? What is so unique about them? And lastly, how can the Rambam, in the time of Mashiach, he holds that everything is going to be nisvatel except for the Torah, the Chumshei Torah, and Reish Lakish says in Yerushalmi, and Megillas Esther. What is so unique? What is going on here? Comes along the great Nitziv, Naphtali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. The Nitziv Yeshiva, Volozhin Yeshiva, he lived in 1816 to 1893. Gevaldik, the Gevaldik Nitziv, the Nitziv, his Yeshiva, they used to learn from cover to cover every Masechta. A lot of Yeshivas, they don't do that nowadays. Cover to cover. He's one of the only Achronim that has Chidushim on all of Shas. Because he learned from cover to cover. The great Yeshiva of Volozhin, where all of our greats have come, Rav Chaim from Brisk, all the greats, the Beis Halevi, everything came from the Yeshiva of Volozhin. Fortunately, it had to be closed down because of the Haskalah, but the greats that came. So then it's Siv in his beautiful parish, in his beautiful parish called the Emek Davar, and on the bottom he has his own footnotes called the Harche Davar. Gives a very well-known, beautiful explanation. What does Todah represent? It's very interesting. The Nitziv, I told this story before, it's just a chizik. The Nitziv, he wrote in one of his svarim, he wrote something called Shiltas of Rav Haigon. The great Nitziv, he writes in the Hakdama, he writes that one day he was a 4 or 5 year old boy, and he heard his parents crying. And he overheard, like any little kid, they want to hear what's going on. And he overheard what they were saying. And they said, Naphtali's not going to make it in yeshiva. He's not going to make it in yeshiva. We just have to get him a trade. He'll become a blacksmith. He'll become whatever he's going to become. He's not going to make it. And when he heard this, when Rav Naphtali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin heard this, he closed his eyes and he said, I'm going to become great. I'm going to work on myself. I know maybe I'm not so intellectually there, but I'm going to become great. And he says, he writes in his Akdama, look inside. You're not going to, but look inside. He writes that if I didn't hear that conversation, after 120, I'd go up to Shemayim, and Hashem would be, where is your Herech of Dover? Where is your Shiltas Rav Haigon? Where is it? And I would be like, I don't know what you're talking about, Hashem. And he said, Hashem gave me the opportunity of growing. And look, the yeshiva I created, the Talmidim, the Torah that I passed over, because I believed in myself, I pushed. So that's the Nitziv. Now what does the Nitziv say? The Nitziv says something gevaldik. The Nitziv says, what's the whole yisod of Karban Todah, Hakaras HaTov? We reach out to Hashem and we say, Hashem, I love you. You've given me so much and I publicize it. I just, Chas V'Shalom, someone was sick. That's why, you know, when a person goes over an airplane, he says, Berachas HaGomel. All these different things. We say, Hashem, thank you. Thank you for giving it to me. But it's not enough. It's not enough that I just say thank you. It's I have to publicize it. I have to make it great. I have to let everyone know about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I need to let everyone, I need to let the whole world know that Hashem, look at the greatness that He gave me. Look at the chesed, the kindness that He gave me. Says the Nitziv. Why only 1 day? Really, you should get 2. Says the Nitziv, no. You know why in the 1 day? Because we have to get all of Klal Yisrael together. You get all of Klal Yisrael, you throw down a party, you get all your loaves, and you get everyone to eat together. That's the whole pshat. That's the whole reason why we're doing it. Says the Nitziv, why 1 day? Because Hashem is saying, I want you to finish it in one day. I'm not giving you two because I want to show, I need to show everyone the greatness, the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Persume Nisa. What's the yisod of Persume Nisa? What's going on with Persume Nisa? What's the idea of Persume Nisa? Persume Nisa again might be this idea like the Netziv. We need to publicize what Hashem has given us. We need to say, Hashem, thank you so much. Why specifically these miracles? Why the miracle of Megillah? Why the miracle of Hanukkah? And why the miracle of Dalet Kosos and not Sukkos and not Shavuos? I heard a very nice idea from Rav Aryeh Leibowitz. Tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Rav in five towns. He said a beautiful idea. He said, you know why these three things? Because these three ideas represented we caused a problem for ourselves. We got involved in Sudas Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael fell. We fell a lot and we almost totally assimilated. Achashverosh wanted to destroy us. Haman wanted to destroy us. And still, Hashem had so much chesed. Right? We took our kelim from the Beis HaMikdash and used it at this crazy Suda, says the Gemara in Megillah. And still Hashem had chesed. Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim represent? We sold Yosef. We caused the problems. We sent ourselves down to Mitzrayim. We caused the problems. And what about Hanukkah? We were coming. We were getting involved with the Yavan, with the Greece. We were assimilating on a spiritual level. Very interesting, the Lavush. Lavush says, what's the difference between Hanukkah and Purim? Yesterday, some people today, have a Gevaldik Suda. A Gevaldik Suda. Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya. My wife threw down a party, 25 Bachrim. It was unbelievable. All the kids were into it, singing Lahodos Lashem. But the whole idea is to have a physical Suda. Why do we have a Suda? What's a Suda about? Because again, one idea, says the Shultis, is because the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Peches, Kimu v'Kiblu, we re-accepted the Torah. So we're having a re-acceptance of the Torah. But maybe another idea, you know why? Because we're saying, Hashem, we're being the farsame to you. Look what you did for us. We could have been annihilated. We could have been destroyed. And you said, no. I love you, Klal Yisrael. Telling you, such a mamash, gevaldik. Gevaldik, my parents came. Some cousin, my kid, it was gevaldik. It was a sude. We're changing the Sudas Achashverosh to a Sudas Hashem. Sudas Hashem. What about Sukkos and what about Shavuos? No, those are just gifts from Hashem. We didn't put ourselves in a predicament. But in the other cases, by Megillah, by Achashverosh, and by the Dalet Kosos, we put ourselves in a bad predicament. And Hashem came to our side and said, Klal Yisrael, you might have messed up. But Klal Yisrael, I love you. Because you are my nation. And I will do everything for you. Right? It's like that kid, the father. He just wants to help. He wants to give whatever he wants. Whatever he can. We say Avinu Malkeinu. Right? On a fast day we say Avinu Malkeinu. Why? Says Rav Asher Weiss, beautiful. Avinu represents a father. But not only does a father have means to help, but he wants to help. What's a melech? Hashem melech? A melech, he always has the ability to help, but sometimes he doesn't want to. So we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem, you're my father, you're my Tatan Shemayim, and the whole world. But also you're my melech. Because you could do whatever you want. And that's what we say in Hallel, in Mashiv Hashem, from Tehillim, Kuftez Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis to Yud Tes. Because what does it say at the end of this paragraph? L'cho Ezbach Zevach Toido. Like we were saying within Itziv, right? The Persume Nisa, the idea of publicizing the miracle. L'cho Ezbach Zevach Toido. U'bishem Hashem Ekro. We call out to Hashem's name. Nedarai L'Hashem Hashalem. Negdar nai lechol amo, bechatzros beis Hashem, besochechi Yerushalayim, and besochechi Yerushalayim. So this is the idea.
as the Netziv says, the Todah, getting everyone together, and then being mefarsim the neis, saying, Hashem, I love you. I love you. You're my Tati. So what's question three? What is so unique about the Purim experience? What is so unique that in La'asid Lavo, Mashiach, we're going to have the Chumshei Torah, and we're going to have Megillas Esther? What's it all about? What's it all about? So it's fascinating, because there's no Hallel found on Purim. And the Gemara in Megillah, and Daf Yadalid gives three explanations why is there no Megillah reading. One explanation is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds, Kriyas Zuhelula. When I read the Megillah, that is enough. That is my Hallel. I remember when saying this over to my grandfather, Rav Bamzer, all the shaman, right away he's like, I'm a Meiri. Right, I'm a Meiri. Why? Because the Meiri says that if you don't have a Megillah, let's say you're stranded on an island, and you don't have a Megillah, you say Hallel. She does so, Rav Nachman, right away he said, you know everything. Right? Oh, because the Meiri says, if you don't have it, the Hallel takes the place. But then Rava says, you know why we don't have Hallel? Because we're still a non-Achashverosh Anan. We're still Mishubad to Achashverosh. Not Achashverosh per se, but to the kingdoms of the world. My Rebbe Rav Sacks asked the Gevaldik Kasha. Because you look earlier in Zayin Amud Beis, Rava comes along and says, Chayiv Inish Libsumei B'Paraya. A person is a chiyuv to drink, become sameach, get to high level with Hashem. Isn't that a stira? We don't say Hallel because we're still from Achashverosh. We're still Meshubit, whatever that means. We're still Meshubit Achashverosh. So we don't say Hallel. But still, chayiv inish lebtsumei paraya. We should be happy. So he said a beautiful idea. What's the whole idea? The whole idea of the Megillah. As we all know, everyone talks about it, this is the major theme, is that even Hester Panim, even when we don't fully understand everything, there's darkness. No name of Hashem. There's no name of Hashem in the whole Megillah. You look at the story, it's just like a random story. But still, everything is Yad Hashem. That's why the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you have to read the whole Megillah as a whole open letter. Why? Because if you just had one event, it's nothing, but if you read all of it, everything is opened up and you see the greatness. And again, in life, we don't understand everything. We don't understand why Hashem does everything to us. We try to understand, but we learn from what Hashem does to us. We change our ways, we do tshuva, but we don't understand everything. But we know that even though we're in the darkness, and even though we're Hester Panim, still Hashem loves us. Because he has this relationship with us. You know what Megillah represents? Megillah and the Purim story represents the Yad Hashem, even in small little things, the everyday things, the small miracles. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, the Avava Mebeis, there's a discussion. If you have two Adars like this year, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, which one gets Purim? So one explanation says we should do it in the first Adar. Why? Ein mavirin ala mitzvos. We don't want to pass over our mitzvos. However, the Gemara says, no, do it the second one. Why? Mismach geula ligeula. We want to connect the geula to the geula. What's the correlation? What's the connection? Because the whole idea of Purim is taking this nisim nistarim, the small little miracles, the hidden miracles, the Megillah that doesn't seem like such a miracle, and still connected to Pesach, because Pesach represents the Neis Galui, the taking us out of Mitzrayim, all the Eser Makos, all the Nisim Gluim, all the miracles that Hashem has done on an open way, the Az Yashir, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Pesach. Again, I'm not here to scare anyone, but it's coming up. All the Gevaldikai, but it's this connection, the Mismach Geula Legula, taking the Purim experience, the experience that Hashem is in our lives, and He loves us, and what He wants from us is to be happy. What He wants from us is that we should be Sameach. we should realize how lucky and how fortunate we have this Judaism thing. How lucky and how fortunate we are to be Sameach. To be Sameach with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we have this beautiful religion. And he wants this relationship so badly. Because he loves us. And he's just showering us with gifts. And he's showering us with love. That's the whole idea. The whole idea of Purim is to take the Siyata Dishmaya. The Avud Raham, in his famous comment, says, beautiful, Orisho, and he says, if you look in Chazaras Hashas, you never have, you know, where Yotzei was Shomea Ka'one, used to be in the Rambam's time, they didn't, right, they didn't have Salah Shmon Esrei, they just had Chazaras Hashas. The Avud Raham says that nowadays we have Chazaras Hashas, and even though we have Chazaras Hashas, there's one paragraph where we what? There's one paragraph that we say out loud. So why is Modim, why are we, according to this Avud Raham, why are we saying Modim out loud? Chazaras Hashas, we're just Yotzei Shomea Kone. Says Avud Raham, beautiful, you don't remember anything, remember this Avud Raham. Because when you say thanks, you need to say it. You yourself needs to say it. They tell a story with Rebbe Eliyashiv. When Rebbe Eliyashiv was sick, right, the Posei Gadur, and he was doing, there was a doctor, they got one of the best doctors from America, and they got him to do major surgeries, and he saved Rebbe Eliyashiv's life. He saved his life. And Rebbe Eliyashiv said, I need to say thank you. I don't know English so well, but teach me how to say thank you. And they started telling him, and they said, no, let's just say Todah. I said, no, I need to speak to the doctor. He doesn't know Hebrew. Let me say thank you. And they taught him how to say thank you. And he went over to the doctor and said, thank you. Why? This Avud Raham. That we have to say thank you to Hashem in our own language. Obviously to say Todah to Hashem, but we need to thank him more. We need to realize. So what's the pshat in this Rambam? Because in Lossid Lavo, yeah, we're going to have Mashiach. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. The Rambam writes in Malachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Hey, that the awesomeness of the world, quoting a pasuk from Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph, Ki Maloh Haaretz, Das is Hashem! We're going to know the Hashem! But even if we're on such a high level, and there's Shechina, and there's Gvaldikite, we still need to say thank you. Even in the time of Mashiach, we're still going to need to say thank you. All the goyim are going to realize the greatness of Klal Yisrael. They realize it now. That's why they want to kill us. We see this anti-Semitism everywhere. It's scary. We have to dive in hard. But still, we have to realize, wow, Hashem. Wow. Wow, I want to just say thank you, this Netziv. I just want to say thank you. So, Lost of the Lava, we're just going to have a Chumshei Torah. And also we're going to have Esther. Why? Because Esther represents Hester Ponim. That even though it's in the darkness, and even though, still Yad Hashem. Hashem is in our life. So what's the pshat? Rava, he's contradicting. He said Anan Achashverosh, but at the same time, he's chayev to drink. So Gavaldik pshat I heard. Because although the Suda was awesome, and some people are having the Sudas today, and it was awesome, it's still a little sad. We know we're going to read in Parsha Shmini, we know a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine. I actually had a Shiloh, so when Mashiach comes tomorrow, yesterday, I wouldn't be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, a little shiker, right? What do you do if you're a little shiker? So that's what Rav is saying. Even though we're Chayiv Inish Lipsume B'Paraya, it's still a little sad because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We need to make Hashem realize that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We need to reach out more for it. We need to realize, wow, Hashem, I love you. I love you. Just give me more. Let me dive in more. Let me realize all the brachas that I have. That's the whole idea in this week's Parsha Tzav. The whole idea is in the Netziv. Licha ezbach zevach toido. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given us so much. Let us, before we daven, before we reach out to Hashem, right? The Gemara says in Brachos, People are mezalzel davening. It's hard. Revolve your eyes and Ali sure. The davening's hard. We do it so often. We don't really know what we're saying. And it's hard. But if we just take 5-10 minutes and just say, Hashem, Hashem, just give me more. I want to thank you more. You're giving me so much and I just want to go weiter. I want health. I want shidduchim. I want healthy children. I just want greatness. I want to connect to you. I want to feel connected to you with my Torah. I want to feel spiritually uplifted. The more a person takes out of a person experience, the more he realizes that Hashem is the king. Hashem is the melech. And Hashem loves us and we love him. The more we bring it into our lives in a real way, the greater our lives are going to be. Let us learn from the Netziv. The Zevach Taida. Let us realize how lucky and how fortunate we are. Let's get all Klal Yisrael together and become Achdus. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. One nation. Let us just keep on growing together. Taking from our Purim experience to now Parshat Tzav. Thank you so much. Let us just grow. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Let's keep on growing with Hashem because He loves us so much. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.